Brings a little more sense. As I mentioned earlier, Pastor Dave is up at Arlington National Cemetery doing a funeral this weekend. So, I mean, that's not a pleasant thing, but at the same time, if you're going to do one, I mean, that's a pretty honorable place to do that. So let's remember him and Sister Linda as their own travels as well this morning. I don't know exactly what the schedule is, but we got a special treat today. We got David Linton Jr. And so just make him welcome. You're going to throw fruit. Don't let it be canned. As he's preparing this morning, he says been preparing for weeks. Pastor David even told me himself he's been like 3 weeks deep on this message. So just send him a quick prayer right this second. So spread your hands this way as he's getting ready to deliver our message. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that you've given DC this morning to share your word, Lord God. We just ask you that the meditations of his heart and his thoughts and his mind be pleasing unto you, Father. Let the works come forth as you intended them to do so, to touch our bodies, to touch our minds and our souls this morning, to draw closer unto you and bring forth change, and to complete the mission that you have in our lives. And Father, we'll be sure to give you glory, honor, and praise for all. In Christ Jesus' name, the church said, amen.
It's good to see everybody this morning. I can promise you that I won't say ready. You ready? You ready? And I can promise you I won't say we're closing. That would be enormous. Get ready. I promise. So, Denny asked me right before, my nose for a few weeks now. So he asked me, he said, look, I'm going to be out of town. I'll be in Arlington, and I don't know if I'll be able to make it back in town. He said, so Brandon got last stop, so you're up. And I'm like, okay. So kind of say, what do we preach on? What do you go with? The only thing I can preach on is stuff that I'm dealing with in my life. And if I could preach to myself, and I can step on my own toes, I shouldn't feel bad stepping on. Right?
Amen.
It's like somebody said, hey, I want you to hold this nail. Well, if I'll hit my own hammer, excuse me, if I hit my own thumb, you think I'll hit yours? So if this steps on your toes, it's not meaning to be, but it stepped on mine a lot. So just want to let you know, I'm going to put it there. So this thing will work for me.
Come on.
Starts with verse 6. Perhaps. Well, sir, so if it don't come on, we'll just go without. But there was a man who lived out in the country. One year, a terrible drought hit his land. His crops began to die. His soil turned dry and cracked. And his family was running low on food. So every morning, that man would go out on his porch, lift his hands in heaven and pray, oh God, send the rain. Lord, provide for my family. God, save my crops. But here's the thing. He never tilled the soil. He never planted new seed. He never checked his irrigation system. He never prepared his field for the rain he was asking God. Weeks went by, no harvest, no growth, no change. One day, frustrated, he cried out, God, why haven't you answered my prayer? And in that moment, it is as the Spirit whispered, I sent the rain, but you never prepared. So, church, how many times have we asked God to move, but we refuse to move ourselves?
Amen.
So, the title of this message is, Don't Ask God to Move. We live in a time where people love to talk about faith. We say, I believe in God. I trust in God, and I'm praying about it. But the question is not what we say. The question is, what are we doing after we pray? So if y'all will stand with me, we're going to go into the scripture a little bit. We're going to the book of James, chapter 2, verse 17. I'm going to steal one of those daddy things. Be down to say on me. Be down to say on me. But I promised I wouldn't do that. So it says in the Bible, even so faith can have not works is dead, but it's speaking alone. And if we go down a little bit further in chapter 2, verse 26, it says, for I am the body without the spirit is dead, so hath without works is dead. So what we have here, that's not a suggestion. That's a warning. But yes, Lord, thank you for today, Father. Thank you for having us all here in your house. Thank you for having us put together on this wonderful day to worship your name, Father. Lord, thank you for everything that you've done for me in my life, for everything you've done in everybody else's life. And Lord, keep your hand on this message, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, the Bible says faith without works is dead. It's not weak, it's not struggling, it's not growing. It's just dead. You know, this means it has no life, it has no movement, no, it has no evidence. We can look the part, we can sound the part, we can talk spiritually. But if there's no action behind what we're doing, we're lifeless. If there's no action behind what we're doing, we're lifeless. A body without breath looks real, but it's not alive. A car without an engine looks great, but it won't move. And faith without works goes nowhere. But here's where we can go a little deeper. Because some people hear this and think, I just need to do more. Not exactly. Let's balance this out. It's not about earning our salvation. As Paul said in Ephesians, we are not saved by works. You are saved by grace. So this is where it gets a little tricky. But works are the evidence of your faith, that your faith is alive. Don't say it like this. Works are not the root of your salvation. They're the fruit of your salvation. Again, it's not the root of my salvation. It's what is my fruit of it. If there's no fruit, something went wrong with the root. Right?
Right.
We have a beautiful garden, and I love the garden. And I'm going to tell you. But if I got a root drop, am I going to have problems? If I got a root drop, am I going to have a crop? Am I going to have any kind of vegetation I can produce? So prayer without action is empty. We're going to get real. This is where most people live. Remember how I said I'm talking, and I'm not just talking to you guys, I'm talking to myself. This is where most of us live. We pray, but we don't move. We ask God, Lord, provide for my family, but we won't apply for jobs. Lord, improve my health, but we won't change our habits. Lord, fix my situation, but you won't make a decision. Prayer is not a substitute for obedience. God will do the impossible, but he will not do what he's already given you the strength of. You can pray for food and ignore the work. You can pray for opportunity and avoid preparation. You can pray for change and persist action. This story here is probably one of the greatest stories I have in faith. The Bible talks about Abraham. We've heard about Abraham from vacation Bible school all the way up. God made Abraham a promise. But with that promise came a test. God told him to offer Isaac. And Abraham didn't just say, I believe you, God. Abraham got up. He walked and he obeyed. And the Bible says his faith was made complete. Why? Faith matures when it moves. I know I feel like I'm throwing a lot out there at you, but this is where it kind of gets good with me. I was going through some things and reading something, and I had something kind of pop in my head. So James warns us about our faith with no action. Then we'll go to Ecclesiastes, and this gives us a different side of this. Chasing the wind. I was doing something for work, and there's a lot of things we work with, different kind of like social media. But I have no social media except for this one working platform. And I was getting all this together. It showed a big old seat in each chair. And it said the man has had everything his whole entire life. Beautiful chair, beautiful gold, beautiful riches. He said right before he died, he said, it's just like Chase. So in Ecclesiastes, it says, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all the vanity, vexation of spirit. If we change that interpretation a little bit, it's saying, I observed everything going under the sun, and really, it's all meaningless, just like Jason. Solomon said, I've seen people working, they're grinding, they're building, and they're chasing, but without God. So we'll come here and break it down a little bit. So faith without works is dead. Works without God is dead. One doesn't move, the other goes nowhere. So in life, you may be asking, you may be perceiving if you're cooking or your faith showing. But at the same time, you could be chasing the wind. You know, chasing the wind often costs more than failure. We can spend our whole lives working, chasing success, but we're still feeling it. Why? Because anything that we do that is not rooted in God, we're just chasing. So now, where are you? Are we sitting on our faith, or are we chasing? Because God's not calling you to either one. He's calling you to have that faith that works and works that are rooted in you. You know, faith says, I trust God. The works say, I move because I trust Him. The faith says, Lord, open the door. Work walks up and knocks. Faith says, I believe in provision. Works are when I get up early and go. So don't ask God to move if you won't move. Don't ask God to open up doors if you won't walk through. And don't ask God for change if you're not willing to act on it. Do y'all remember the guy that was praying for rain? God wasn't ignoring him. He was waiting on him. And some of us in here, God is not withholding our blessings. He's waiting on our obedience. So this week, if you have something, don't just pray about it. Move on. Don't just pray for change if you don't move forward. Don't just pray about it. Move on. Or you could be like I just hoping. We need to take a step. We need to make a call. We need to start the process. But obey is what God has already told you to do. Like we said earlier, because faith without works is dead, and works without God is empty. So we will live with faith that moves and movement that honors God. So in closing, whatever you've been praying about that you haven't moved on, and what has God already told you to do that you've been putting on? Some of us in here are being asked of God, but we're not there. Now, this is not about our guilt. This is about the alignment that we have with Christ. Because when our faith and our actions line up, that's where our breakthrough happens. I don't know about y'all fellas. Maybe I still want my work today, but this spirit is going to hold me. I need to be holding on. So, everyone, I want to pray with everyone. And if you'd like to come to the altar, please come to the altar. But I'd like to pray for everyone before I close. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we see every person here. We know what they've been praying for. And you know what you've already spoken to them. Father, right now, give them the boldness to act. Give them the strength to move. Give them the clarity in their next step and remove every fear, every doubt, and every hesitation. Lord, we declare today that our faith will not be dead, but it will be active, alive, and moving, and we will not just hear your word. We will walk it out. And God, as everybody moves, we believe that you will move as well. Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you all. If y'all want to come, yes, sir.
Sheriff, well, over here, I've had a good friend of mine. You got a good friend of mine. Last week, had a dog. I'm all charity because I believe that we're going to give him. He had him to get. Okay, so I had to walk across the go charity. He said, well, I don't feel like I should. He made a good charity. I had to turn in the medicine in the last 3 or 4 weeks. But I've been struck on this condition. But I'm a leader. Not a pupil.
Yeah, but it's my best.
Fine. Well, I promised God, at least they would bring us some spend, that I will talk to the doctor. And I haven't done it a year now. We're working, right?
Yes.
As long as I'm not doing that, I come home the next day. Done. Please. You got to do your part. Now, God save you. But it don't tell you to get out there and stand in the middle of the room and pray for the room. You got to do your part.
Amen.
Amen.
If I can get everybody to pray over me, I'm waiting for a phone call. I'm going to love that to get some type of scan done. I've been ignored everyone since you've been the spot on the phone. I've been trusting the guy, been praying about it, and I know he would be able to ignore. If I can just get prayed over. When I go to the scan, that doctor can tell me there ain't no spot. Because when my wife's just laying me to him, he was in shock of how well I sounded and how well I'm doing since I was in the hospital being hit over. So I trust and believe in God that I'm going to get this scan done, and there ain't no way I'm holding. Oh, I'm finally broke back.
Yeah.
Like coming up like. Ray news when you speak possible.
Let us pray. Father God, we impart this house today. Lord, let us make the words that spoken through our hearts and through our minds, Father. Let us go out, Father, and put some actions to the prayers and invest. Father, continue to bless this church. Forgive us the directions to go, Father. Leave us down to be departing the doors and bring them back at the next appointed time. We'll be careful to give you all praise, the honor, and glory. Because it's in your son's name that I ask this. Amen and amen.
Yeah.